downplaying recession fears. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. With the Federal Reserve set to meet later this week and an interest rate hike likely, President Biden's top economic advisor, Brian Deese, is keeping mum on the subject for now.
We are looking at every analysis and every projection that is being made, but we will wait and see where those numbers come out.
Deese says the U.S. is in a better place to tackle inflation than virtually any other country. Former President Trump returned to Washington to discuss his vision of America's near future.
Former President Trump keynoted the America First Policy Institute summit, saying the nation, with Democrats leading it, is very different.
Our country is being dealt one historic humiliation after another on the world stage.
He spent much of his time talking about lawlessness at home, crime in the streets, and how he wants to see police embrace a familiar refrain, law and order, to beat back crime.
And strongly defeat it, and be tough, and be nasty, and be mean if we have to.
The former president said that's what he'd like to see from the next Republican in the White House, but gave no indication as to whether that would be him. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Oregon Governor Kate Brown has declared a state of emergency for much of the state as temperatures are set to hit 100 degrees in Portland, where cooling centers and misting stations have been opened in parks. Forecasters have issued an excessive heat warning for parts of Oregon and Washington state. They predict Portland could break its previous heat wave of six consecutive days that are 95 degrees or warmer. The hot spell on the East Coast appears to have broken, with just a few areas east of the Mississippi under heat advisories. Wall Street stocks ended the day lower after Walmart warned inflation was negatively impacting consumers' spending power, now down 228. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Another body has surfaced at Lake Mead, Nevada, this time in a swimming area where water levels have dropped as the Colorado River Reservoir behind Hoover Dam recedes due to drought. This is the third body to be discovered in recent weeks. Some former athletes want a federal court to reinstate a lawsuit over alleged sexual abuse.
Several men who say they were sexually abused by an Ohio State University team doctor decades ago want their lawsuits to continue. Their attorneys argue that a federal appeals court should overturn a judge's dismissal and let their lawsuits go to trial. An attorney for the school says their claims were made too late. Hundreds of alumni have accused the late Dr. Richard Strauss of abuse during his 20-year tenure at the school and that the university was aware of the complaints but failed to stop him. The school has paid out more than $60 million in settlements. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
In a weekly news conference, senators weighed in on inflation, gas prices, and Taiwan and China.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell was focused on foreign affairs. He said more important than Speaker Pelosi's plan to travel to Taiwan is to ensure that Taiwan has the proper equipment to defend itself against China.
I do think Taiwan has a unique challenge. They're an island, surrounded by water. It's pretty obvious where the attacks might be emanating from and what form they might take.
McConnell was asked about the CHIPS Act that advanced in the Senate with bipartisan support Tuesday. It incentivizes the production of semiconductors here at home with billions of dollars. McConnell acknowledged the expense but said making the indispensable products here at home is a national security issue. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Former Vice President Mike Pence had to publish his autobiography just after the midterm elections. The book, to be called So Help Me God, will recount Pence's journey from his youth in Indiana to the vice presidency. The book also promises to discuss his rift with former President Trump that began during the Capitol riot. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.